Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Thursday, June 16th, and we're bringing you real-time news. Fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest. Today's January 6th committee hearing centered on the pressure campaign on Mike Pence to reject the election results. Committee Chair Benny Thompson opened by quoting Pence.
This is almost no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
Witness Greg Jacob, former legal counsel to then Vice President Pence, was asked how Pence reacted to GOP theories that he, as vice president, could essentially declare Trump the winner.
The vice president's first instinct when he heard this theory was that there was no way that our framers, who abhorred concentrated power, who had broken away from the tyranny of George III, would ever have put one person, particularly not a person who had a direct interest in the outcome because they were on the ticket for the election, in a role to have decisive impact on the outcome of the election.
Much of the testimony today focused on one man, John Eastman. He's a former law professor who insisted to Donald Trump before and on January 6th that Vice President Pence could either declare Trump the winner or send the election back to the states. Witnesses described how Eastman kept pushing Pence to do this even after the insurrection. White House attorney Eric Hirschman said in a recorded deposition that Eastman called him on January 7th, trying to find grounds for an appeal that could still allow Trump to stay in power.
I said to him, "Are you out of your effing mind? Did I only want to hear two words coming out of your mouth from now on? Orderly transition. Repeat those words to me." And I treated that as eventually he said, "Orderly transition." I said, "Good, John. Now I'm going to give you the best free legal advice you're ever getting in your life. Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it."
Another wipeout on Wall Street today. Really ugly. The Dow dropped below 30,000 for the first time since January 2021, losing 741 points to close at 29,927. The NASDAQ and S&P both tanked as well, losing 453 and 123 points respectively. The cause? You know the story, concerns about inflation, rising interest rates, and a growing chance of recession. Traders, they're just like us.
More than half of all adults in the U.S. have been pushed into debt because of medical or dental bills over the past 5 years. That's just one of many outrageous top lines from a new investigation from Kaiser Health News and NPR. What's unique about this study is that it includes people who take on credit card debt to pay for care, which is a statistic that often gets missed when sizing up the national hole that we're in. Hey, when you get a moment, please visit The Refresh on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a rating and review for us. It helps other people discover the show. Thank you. Coming up, Rebecca and I play our weekly game with our friends at Morning Brew. That's right. It's two headlines and a lie.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Envoy, Tandem, and Miro. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone.
The teen who's become famous for tracking the jets of billionaires like Elon Musk has agreed to stop tracking Mark Cuban's aircraft. Jack Sweeney said on Twitter that Cuban offered him business advice in exchange for the account being disabled. Cuban wrote, quote, "By ending this, you have me as a friend for life."
With the FDA on the verge of approving COVID vaccines for kids 5 and under, every state placed a pre-order with the federal government for the shots, 'cause duh. Well, that is, every state except Florida. The Miami Herald first reported that the state did not apply by the Tuesday deadline. And who knows when Florida parents will be able to vaccinate their kids because state officials say they're not following federal public health recommendations.
The street in front of the Saudi embassy in D.C. has a new name, Jamal Khashoggi Way. The unveiling took place Wednesday at 1:14 p.m., marking the time Khashoggi, a Washington Post journalist and critic of the Saudi regime, entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. He was killed and dismembered, allegedly at the order of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. President Biden is expected to travel to Saudi Arabia next month.
Anna Sorokin, the convicted socialite con artist known as Anna Delvey, gave a rare interview to NBC News Now from an ICE detention center where she's being held. She says she wants to focus her future energies on something legal, and she doesn't want people to dismiss her as just a scammer.
I never really had any malicious intent, and I'm not just like this vicious, like, scamming person trying to, like, take advantage of anybody who's just, like, stupid enough to fall for it.
Sorokin's currently fighting deportation for overstaying her U.S. visa.
A manager at a Shell gas station in California has been fired for accidentally putting a decimal point in the wrong place. He charged customers just 69 cents per gallon instead of $6.99 a gallon, which, yes, was very, very nice of him. His mistake, however, cost the gas station about $20,000. 69-cent gas guy, I just want to say on behalf of all of America, thank you for your service, literally and figuratively. Now it's that time of the week where we play two headlines and a lie. Our friends over at Morning Brew, the daily newsletter, play this game every Thursday.
Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here again to play with us. Maddie, remind our listeners how the game works.
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than your happy hour promise to attend a 6 a.m. workout class.
True.
And Dave and Rebecca, as always, you're going to guess which headline you think is the lie.
Dave, you actually won last week. How was riding that high until this week?
You know, it's been a weird week. You know, I've gotten so many congratulations. I got a call from the president. Yeah, so it's been a wild week. Let's see if lightning strikes twice.
Let's go, Maddie.
Okay. Headline A, rats fitted with tiny backpacks are being trained to help earthquake survivors.
Okay.
Headline B, mom and teenage son create first-time sex starter kit.
Ugh. Threw up in my mouth.
And headline C, Slack CEO thinks a dating app for coworkers could be in the company's future.
Okay.
This week is like especially horny. I don't know why.
What are you thinking though? What's your thought process?
Here's the deal. Rats, super smart.
Yes.
Earthquakes, right. Devastating. They're small. They can fit in spaces. Totally believe that one, right?
Right.
Mom and son coming up with a sex starter kit. Gross. Don't want to believe it, but I bet it's true. And then headline C, Slack CEO saying a dating app for coworkers. I don't know. I don't know which one to pick.
I'm going to say that the Slack CEO saying that a dating app for coworkers is the future of the company, which is the C headline. I'm going to say that's fake because that is just an HR nightmare.
And you know what, Dave? If you can't beat them, copy them. So I'm going to say C, the Slack one. That is also the fake headline. And we'll see if Maddie beats us this time.
Well, I'm absolutely devastated to say that you both beat me and you chose the lie.
Rebecca, we won!
I know, we won.
Together.
Teamwork.
Wow. Yeah. So, Maddie, do you want to tell us about the two headlines that were actually true?
I would love to because I'm so excited to tell you about these rats with backpacks.
Yay.
Actual rats are being trained to help earthquake survivors trapped in debris, and they're being put in tiny little backpacks with like microphones and tracking devices. So no matter how much you hate rats, it's actually very cute. It's a nonprofit in Africa working on the project, and they've already trained 7 rats.
I, for one, welcome our rat overlords.
Not the heroes we need, but the ones we deserve. Soon we're going to have rats be going up into chef's hats and controlling people by tugging at their hair so they can cook dishes since their hands are too small.
That'd be a good idea for a movie.
Tell us about the other headline, Maddie.
Okay, so a mother and her sons worked together to create a first-time sex starter kit, and it was actually in the UK, so it wasn't a US thing. It is designed by and for teenagers with the help of some experts. It's available on a free sex ed app called Comma. Unlike most sex ed programs in schools, it talks about pleasure and well-being, among other topics related to having sex for the first time. So it's actually kind of wholesome.
Okay, we you know.
Education is a good thing. I agree.
It is.
Even though it's a little weird in this case.
Thank you, Maddie.
Be sure to subscribe to Morning Brew and listen to the Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.